The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you to this amazing silsila, The Path of Knowledge, where, as you know, for those who always join us, that we discuss different aspects of knowledge. And for those who have joined us for the first time, we welcome you as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will discuss a few points in brief regarding some motivation on how to go about studying. And we're talking about, in particular, studying Ilm-e-Deen. Because remember, as we mentioned in our past episodes of this silsila, that the best of all knowledges is Ilm-e-Deen, and amongst this is Ilmul Fiqh, jurisprudence, the rules, the do's and the don'ts of this beautiful deen of Islam. So today we will discuss some of that and on how to commence our lessons as well. Some tips and advices from the great Buzurgan Deen, the pious people, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we continue, as always, and as our Amir Ahl Sunnah Shaykh Tariqah does, and other Muballigheen, that I will encourage you and myself to make good intentions, because niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, make as many good intentions that I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon them. I will try to share them with other family members, other Muslims, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum rewards. Because the more intentions, good intentions you make, the more thawab and rewards we will get, inshallah Azza wa Jal. There are many benefits and countless blessings for those fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood pak or salawat or salutations upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a very beautiful hadith that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, decorate your gatherings by reciting durood or salat upon me, because this durood, this salat will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as a Muslim, it is our duty to continue reforming ourselves and obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and to help other Muslims as well. Because what I love for myself, I must love for my fellow Muslim. This is a true Muslim, a true mu'min, a true believer. And the great Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he was one of the senior students, along with Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He has stated that, rather, he was first asked, how did you gain so much of knowledge, so much of ilm? He replied, I did not feel ashamed to learn from others, nor was I stingy in benefiting others. Subhanallah. An amazing principle, if only we can live by this as well, that whenever we gain of knowledge, we must not feel shy to seek the knowledge. Because ilm, knowledge, is the lost property of a believer. So where you find it, you take it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And through Madani Channel as well, through the Rasail and booklets, the books of our Baba Jan, founder of Dawud Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat, and other Muballigheen, their bayans as well. This is all about seeking knowledge of deen. So take it and don't be stingy in benefiting others. We know it, We try to practice with good intentions and also encourage other Muslims as well, starting in our homes, inshallah azza wa jal. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he was once asked as to how he gained so much of knowledge. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah replied, بِلِسَانٍ سَأُولِي وَقَلْبٍ عُقُولٍ. Subhanallah. With a questioning tongue and a wise heart. Subhanallah. Therefore, yes, you must question, because the question is the key to the answer. That question will open up the door to the answer. The answer lies behind the question. But yes, at the same time, you must not ask unnecessary and foolish questions. Ask questions with a wise heart, that people can benefit from these. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, for those fortunate viewers and listeners of Madani channel who are viewing or listening to especially the Madani Mudhakara of our Bapa Jan, this is basically a question and answer session where Amir Ahl Sunnah covers so many different topics in this one beautiful and comprehensive silsila. So do try to make yourself available for this one silsila in particular, inshallah Azawajal. Do you know that in earlier generations, because of excessive questioning, many, many questions, a student was known as مَا تَقُول. This is because it was the habit of the students at that time that they would often ask, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. What do you say about this issue, this matter? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Hanafis, he became a great faqih, a great jurist, through asking questions. As he would have a lot of intellectual discussions and debates in his shop of clothing. From this we learn, it is possible to learn knowledge and jurisprudence, fiqh, whilst running your business or whilst working as well. It was a habit of Sayyidina Abu Hafs Kabir, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that when he would leave in order to earn a living, he would also revise his work. Subhanallah. So if a student who needs to go out to work in order to fulfill his needs, he needs rizq, he needs food to eat, so he needs money for this, he needs currency, so therefore he is working. Even then, if he's working and if he's a student of deen, then he should work along with continuing his intellectual revisions and discourses. That student should never become lazy. A person whose body and mind is stable has no excuse which would allow him to forsake the seeking of knowledge and fiqh, jurisprudence. No one can be poorer than the great Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, because he came from a very, very disadvantaged background, very, very poor background in fact. But look what happened to him. He still persisted and he sought knowledge of deen under the wise guidance of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that today you and I, after hundreds and hundreds of years, more than a millennium in fact, more than 1,000 years, we're still remembering them. Their works are there and we are guided by their principles, by their efforts and hard work. But look in the background. They came from very poor backgrounds, many of these great ulama. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was one of them. But still, he persisted with good intentions, with a great teacher like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, still. And he became a qadi, a judge of the time as well. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A scholar, an alim, was asked, how he had gained so much of knowledge. The scholar replied, due to a rich and generous father. The father used to maintain good relationship with the knowledgeable people, the ulama kiram, as a result of his wealth. So his action became the cause of increasing knowledge. His father's action was a display of gratitude upon the blessings of knowledge and wisdom. And gratitude is a cause of more blessings. The more grateful we are, the more shukr we show to Allah Azza wa Jal, then the more He gives us. Indeed, in many places in Islamic teaching, We are taught this, that you show shukr, you show gratitude, gratefulness, then Allah grants more to us. And think about it, look at our lives, that even our very lives, every breath that we are taking, every moment that we are alive, this life of ours, this soul of ours, is not owned by us. It is owned only and only by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us existence. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us this life. It is an amanah. It is a trust that He will take back. And that is when Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, comes and seizes our soul, rips that soul out of our bodies. Therefore, constantly, on a daily basis, show shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ulama Ikram, the great scholars of Islam, have said one of the best ways of showing shukr and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and obey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is in following the grand and sacred sunnah by adherence and obedience to the great sharia, Islamic sacred law. If you're doing these things, if you're obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are automatically obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is one beautiful way of showing shukr and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said, indeed, I have sought knowledge through hamd and shukr in a way that whenever I have fully understood anything informative, I always say, Alhamdulillah. Therefore, my knowledge increases. Subhanallah. Therefore, a student should express gratitude, gratefulness through his wealth, through his tongue, and other parts of his body. He should always consider knowledge and understanding to be granted as a gift by Allah Azza wa Jal, and continuously seek guidance. Seek guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and establish a very good relationship with those around him, especially with his teacher, with his fellow students as well. This will, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, assist him in more progress in regards to his knowledge. The one who seeks guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him guidance. The Ahlul Haqq, that is, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they seek and they sought guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the guide, the manifest and the pure. Allah Azza wa Jal granted them guidance and safeguarded them from misguidance. While the misguided groups, they remained in arrogance and ignorance. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from that. The intellect is weak because it cannot fully grasp everything, just as a person's sight cannot fully grasp everything. Therefore, when people who are misguided, they attempt to seek the truth because of the intellect, or using the intellect and their very limited understanding, the truth remained hidden from them. They never found it. When they were unable to recognize the truth, then they became misguided and misguided others as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from those who are misguided and save us from misguiding others, or save others from our misguidance, our evil, whatever is within our hearts, and grant us pure hearts, inshallah. It is mentioned in Kashful Khafa that our beloved Master, the Prophet of creation, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated very beautifully, Man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbah. The one who recognized himself recognized his Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. It means that when a person recognizes himself, then he automatically gains the power of recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person should never ever trust his nafs, his own self, his own limited intellect and understanding, but should rather trust Allah Azza wa Jal. And a person should seek the truth from Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah At-Talaq, verse 3. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Translation from Kanzul Iman. The one who trusts Allah, Allah is enough for him. Subhanallah. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who guides a person to the right path. If somebody is wealthy, then he should never be stingy. Instead, he should seek refuge and protection from Allah Azza wa Jal, from stinginess. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you have blessed me with abundant wealth. You have blessed me with abundant knowledge, with great understanding, with a lot of influence and resources. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Say Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah Azza wa Jal. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal and make the dua, Ya Allah, do not make me stingy regarding my wealth, or my knowledge, or my influence. Grant me the understanding, the ability, the enthusiasm to help other Muslims, to assist other Muslims in whichever way I can, whether through my wealth, whether through my knowledge or my influence, etc. It is mentioned also in the very famous book, Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, that our beloved master, the owner of Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, which illness is worse than stinginess? Imam Shamsul A'immah Halwani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, his father was extremely poor and had a very difficult life, as he would sell sweets, and he had a habit of sending sweets to the fuqaha, to the jurists, and requesting them to make dua for his son. His generosity and devotion and extreme passion resulted in his son excelling in the levels of ulum and knowledge, and his son became a renowned scholar of his time. Subhanallah. Because of the good intentions of that father. Although he was poor, but still, he sent things to the fuqaha, to the ulama, because he loved them, he respected them. And by doing so, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with the son who became a great alim of his time. Subhanallah. Those who have been blessed with wealth should buy books and give to them to the fuqaha, to the ulama. Because books are very dear. Books of Islam, of this beautiful deen of Islam. Books about fiqh, jurisprudence. These kind of books are treasures for the ulama. Subhanallah. Those who have wealth should also assist in the publication of new books. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you are fully aware that Dawud Islami has its own publishing department called Maktabatul Madina. If you want to send us Isal al-Sawab for your family members or for the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why not buy some books or booklets according to your ability, according to how much you have. Buy as much as you can and distribute it to other Muslims in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by doing this, believe me, if it's done with good intentions to only please Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then you will see the benefits in this dunya, in the qabr and in the akhirah, the afterlife, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Because by doing something like this, you are creating sadaqah jariyah, recurring thawab and rewards for yourself and for those whom you are sending the thawab to. Because they become very happy. Those family members who passed away, if you are buying the booklets and books of Maktabatul Madina and putting it on their name, sending the thawab to your family members and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will receive it and they will become extremely overjoyed, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, by doing something like this, the propagation of knowledge of deen becomes well established. If we put our funding, our resources, our time, give some time in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, travel with the Madani Qafinas of Dawat Islami. Travel for 3 days, or 12 days, 30 days, 12 months, whatever you're able to give, it is for your own benefit. It is stated about Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Hassan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he was so rich, so wealthy, that 300 people had been appointed to deal with his accounts. Today we need just one accountant to check our check and balances of our books. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan rahmatullah alayhi appointed 300 people to deal with his accounts. Subhanallah. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi spent all of his money on the propagation of knowledge until eventually he did not have even one expensive set of clothing. This was their understanding, that the more they give away, the more they're getting, because the more thawab a person will gain. Your true wealth, remember, ulama ikram say that your true wealth is not what you are keeping at home, is not what you are hiding in your wardrobe or under the pillow, is not what you have in the bank or in the investments that are spread out. Your true wealth is what you are taking with you to the qabr. What you spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal for His pleasure, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pleasure, this is your true wealth. And this is what you will take with you into the qabr, into the grave, where it will and can assist you. The great Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, again, we come back to him. He once saw Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi in old, torn and tattered clothing. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi sent a very beautiful set of clothing to Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi refused to accept it. And he said, some people have been granted these blessings before us on the earth, while we will receive the blessings of this in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Look at the thinking. Thinking ahead. This is what farsightedness is all about. Thinking for the akhirah. That we are here only and only to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this understanding and the ability to fulfill it. Inshallah. Ameen. Even though accepting a gift is sunnah, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi did not accept this gift. One reason for this can be that there is a chance that he would disgrace himself by accepting this, which is impermissible, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, لَيْسَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَن يُذِلَّ نَفْسَهُ. It is not permissible for a believer to disgrace himself. This is recorded in Jami' Tirmidhi. It is reported that Shaykh Fakhrul Islam Arsabandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi picked the peels of a watermelon from the floor. He washed them and then he ate them. A maid was standing nearby and she saw everything. This maid told her master what she had seen. As soon as the master heard of that, he ordered that food must be prepared and he invited the Shaykh to his home so he could serve him. Shaykh Fakhrul Islam Arsabandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi refused to accept the invitation to maintain his own self-respect. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, a student must have integrity and dignity, honor. He should protect his self-respect and he should not have greed for the wealth of others. Very important. Don't look at the pockets of others. That what can I benefit from this person? What benefit can I receive from so and so? This person is influential in society. This person is rich. This person has wealth. This person has influence. How can I get some benefit from this person? This must never be a student's attitude and intentions. Intention, as we mentioned in our previous episodes, intention must only and solely be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then only we can truly benefit in this world and the akhirah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, grant us this kind of attitude and understanding to do whatever we do only to please Him Azza wa Jal and the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please do join us next time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, on this silsila, the path of knowledge. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.